Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, April 9th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. Cody Roberts, the man who brought an injured wolf into a bar 2 years ago, has been sentenced to 18 months probation and a $1,000 fine. He changed his plea to guilty to a felony charge of animal cruelty in February. During a sentencing hearing yesterday, Judge Richard Lavery talked about Wyoming's long work to preserve wildlife, including predators.
And you in particular, Mr. Roberts, you live in a place where it's right out your door. And with that comes, I think, a special obligation to do your best to live in a way that allows for that to occur and to not be cruel.
Roberts will also need to complete a substance abuse program and not possess alcohol or frequent bars. He also cannot possess firearms during his probation. Roberts can appeal his sentence in the next 30 days, which was reached after a plea agreement. The first Wyoming Democrat has announced a run for Congress. Lisa Kinney is an attorney from Laramie who served in the state Senate for 10 years. She was also director of the Albany County Library and former president of the Albany County Chamber of Commerce. She's framing herself as a congressional Robin Hood, with a focus on changing the tax code to support people earning less than $100,000 a year while cutting tax benefits to millionaires and billionaires. She also supports restoring constitutional checks and balances on the presidency. Thus far, 9 Republicans are vying for their party's nomination. Wyoming's primary election is on August 18th. Since January of this year, there have been 2 incidents of a high-powered laser being pointed at aircraft in the Camp Guernsey area. The Wyoming Army National Guard says this plus 3 similar incidents last year are alarming. That's because it can temporarily blind or disorient pilots, which the Guard says can cause accidents to crew members, but also the community on the ground. The act is a federal offense and can lead to fines, federal prison, and state and local charges. The Guard is working with the Platte County Sheriff and County Commissioners on the issue. The latest forecasts for water in the Colorado River show a grim picture. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, low snowpack across the Rocky Mountains will lead to a tense summer for water managers.
Incredibly low, seriously dry, depressing. Those are just some of the words tossed around by scientists in the latest briefing on drought conditions. Nels Bjarke is a scientist with the Western Water Assessment. He says hot and dry conditions stacked up all winter.
There is possibility that we could experience the driest or historical low flows on record. The notion that a wet kind of April, May, June might save us is quickly leaving the building.
That shortage could send major reservoirs like Lake Powell plummeting to record lows, adding pressure to already tense negotiations about how to share water. If state leaders can't agree, the federal government could force major cutbacks on the supply that flows to Arizona. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
The Cheyenne and Arapaho peoples have accepted artifacts from officials in Colorado. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Emma Vandenide reports that the University of Denver Museum of Anthropology returned items believed to be linked to burial sites.
The museum returned an Arapaho smoking pipe with a large bowl that was used when tribal members would make decisions, and a smaller black stone pipe that was smoked by the elders. Fred Mesquita serves as the tribal representative for the repatriation of artifacts.
The sacred things, such as the pipes, we always want to make sure that those are specially taken care of. You know, they shouldn't be out in public.
Most of the other objects, like arrowheads and sewing needles made out of fish bones, were found in Nebraska and Kansas by other people and sent to the museum. They're believed to be items that were buried with the dead. Dina Cedar with the museum says some objects aren't appropriate or necessary to educate visitors about tribes.
It isn't about just emptying the shelves. It's about restitution and giving back what really should never have been taken in the first place.
Federal law requires institutions receiving federal funds to return sacred and culturally significant indigenous objects to the tribes. Emma Vandenhainde in Denver for the Mountain West News Bureau.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Demolition Derby has become a family affair for one Gillette family. The Gillette News Record reports brothers Parker and Tyrell Martinson are in Las Vegas for an international competition. They were inspired by seeing their dad's trophies on the shelf growing up. Plus, Tyrell's son just turned 18 and has already started competing in derbies. A planned power outage has been put on hold for a while thanks to a couple birds. The Powell Tribune reports the citywide outage was to allow crews to remove a large nest from a switch north of town. It's been there for about 2 years and was thought to be inactive. But the osprey pair that built it recently started hanging around again, so officials decided to wait to remove it until after nesting season, just in case the birds wanted to lay some eggs. And 15 Vietnam veterans will be returning soon from their visit to Washington, D.C. The Sheridan Press reports this is the second year of the Voyage of Valor flight. Last year, veterans from various wars traveled to the Capitol to tour monuments and museums. This year, it's all Vietnam veterans. Organizers say this gives them an opportunity to connect in a different way and maybe get the thank yous they never got. There will be a welcome home ceremony in Cheyenne on Saturday. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What Wyoming actor played Whitney Ellsworth in Deadwood? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, how many POW camps were in Wyoming during World War II? There were 19 prisoner of war camps in Wyoming during the war. Prisoners included Italian, German, Austrian, Czechoslovakian, and Polish soldiers. The first POW camps in Wyoming were established in 1943, and the two main camps were at Camp Douglas and Fort Francis E. Warren in Cheyenne. And there were a number of those prisoners who opted to stay after the war rather than return home. Congratulations to Diana Giovi, who was the first person with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.